The UK Report.
And Adam Gilchrist joins us. You've got a £15 million Argentinian striker by the name of Emiliano Sala missing in a plane accident.
Yeah, looks like it's not good news at this stage. Some debris has been seen in the water, but they basically had to end the search. I mean, the conditions are not good. And, of course, it's dark here currently. So they spent 15 hours searching for this plane. They know it went down. It's a small plane, a Piper Malibu. It went down over the English Channel. Pilot and this multi-million-pound footballer on board. And, I mean, this is a guy, he was on his way to Cardiff City, basically. He'd signed for them just a few days ago. He was on his way for his first training, having moved from Nantes in France. As you say, £15 million, what, $27 million worth of footballer. But it's not just, you know, that he's a high-profile casualty, it looks like, but it's the fact that there was this sort of hope springs eternal thing, and that by all accounts, a nice chap who was going to start his new life in Wales at Cardiff City, and they were looking forward to, you know, an upsurge. This is a team threatened with relegation, etc., etc., and at this stage, somewhere over the Channel Islands, as they've suspended this search, I can't think it's going to be good news.
No, pretty sad. Oscar nominations, how'd the Brits go?
Generally very good, in particular thanks to this film The Favourite, which is terribly good and very quirky and very odd, but magnificent as well. But there is some controversy over one of the nominations. It's not necessarily one of the categories that, generally speaking, attracts big headlines. It's the live-action short film. But this is all about the fact that an Irish filmmaker called Vincent Lamb made a film about the killing of James Bulger. This is one of Britain's notorious cases from 26 years
ago. Well, they were going to relocate his killers to Australia at one point, weren't they?
In fact, it's possible they did. We don't actually know what ultimately happened to these guys. But the fact is, his killers were boys at the time, which is hence the fascination, John Venables and Robert Thompson. But the film was made without the family's permission and uses the original transcripts of the police interviews with the boys, as they were then, at the time of the killing. And it wasn't just the killing, it was the fact that they abducted the toddler and then tortured him and then killed him. And the whole package is just really upsetting. And Denise Fergus, the mother of James Bulger, the mother of the victim, is saying that at no point should this film have been nominated, nobody should see it. She has a petition of 90,000 people saying that, you know, absolutely it should have been removed from the Oscars category, that there's too much upset involved, and putting the family through it all again. It's a really tough thing, because as we know, there are films about tough issues, but it just feels like this one is a particularly loose cannon of a film, shall we say.
Sounds dreadful. Thank you, Adam. I'll talk to you tomorrow.